My name is Anna Krok. I come from Poland, from Bydgoszcz in Poland. My grand uncle, he was kidnapped actually during the Second War. It was in Poland, he was 13 at that time, and he was playing on the street, and the German army, the soldier came and he took him to the German army. He wanted to escape, and he tried to escape. And I don't know exactly the story, how it was, but he managed to escape to the British army. And he landed here with the army, and he supported the British army. He met his wife, and he stayed here. So the family lost the contact with him for many years. He was one of 13 children. They were very worried about him, and they both sides were trying to find each other. So through the charities, they finally found each other, and the contact was slowly progressing. So my sister decided to come to England and visit him, and she took me with her. He lives in Oldham, near Manchester. He's got his family here. We keep in touch, so the relationship between the families were become very much closer than before. And then he came with his wife a couple of times to Poland. He wanted to see his original place where he was living. My story starts when I was 10. My sister took me for the holidays to England for the first time, and I love it. And I came here to visit our grand uncle, Oldham, where they're living. It's a really beautiful place. And that was for, I think, a month. And after another couple of years, I received a scholarship to go to Finland, but everything was in English. So I wanted to come to England to visit my uncle and basically learn English. I went to his house with my friend, and we spent lovely holidays there. We learned English because we were surrounded with English people, with lovely English culture. We met lots of different people. We started to work. And then after a year, I decided to come back to finish my studies, integrated education for LES children. I finished that, and I came back again to England. London was basically, you know, have more opportunities. Through agency, I've tried to look for the different jobs. And first, I landed in nursery for a couple of months, and then I received a phone call that the lady said, it's a special school, but don't be scared, you know, everything is so fine, don't be scared, come and have a look. So I went there, I was petrified. After my first day, I was crying, and I didn't want to come back, but then someone talked to me and said, you just need to calm down, go for 1 week, and then you can decide. And I stayed there until today. I'm still working there, so, and I love it. I absolutely love it.